Good morning, everybody. Good morning, and welcome to the Monday morning episode of Power Hour. This last Saturday, my 70-plus-year-old aunt stood before the women's ministry of Family Victory Fellowship Church and said these words, "I make full use of social media." How many 70-plus-year-olds do you hear say that? Most of the time, they're saying it's the work of the devil. But my auntie said she loves to be able to text, go on Zooms, reach out to people, pray for them. So I thank God for social media because, for one, it led me to a brother by the name of Andrew Griffin, transformational speaker, motivational speaker, conference host, husband, father, musician, brother, and probably more. Today, you will hear from Brother Griffin. You will learn about his accomplishments. He's a family man, and I really love that about him. You will learn that the pandemic was not his worst time. If you listen to his videos, you will learn he learned a few things through the pandemic, because I did too. I learned that my husband got on my nerves, but I also learned that spending quality time was so important. I got a chance to sit next to my daughter while she learned her school lessons. We were both on computers at home. It's all about how you think. That's the message that Brother Griffin tells us. Shift your thinking. Let's get into it.
What is a critical conversation? Well, besides it being a conversation that needs to be had, a critical conversation also reveals important context, not only about ourselves, but other people in the larger world around us. These conversations educate as well as edify, heal, and entertain. Join Latanya Harris-Gooden as she engages in critical conversations.
All right, so today's Power Hour has to do with, as all Power Hours do, business. And what is Power Hour? It's 60 minutes of discussion, foundational, set up for a good week. Because how many of you have always had this Monday, time to make the donuts kind of thought process? Maybe corporate America makes you feel that way. But on Power Hour, we have our calendar. Let me get my calendar. So we can make sure that we are setting up our appointments. We make sure we're following what we have to do. I believe in being informed, but not consumed. I don't want to feel that anxiety Sunday night. Don't want to go to sleep because I don't want Monday morning to come. I did that for 30 plus years. Now, transforming into a more of a creative, I want to look forward to, what does this week bring to me? What opportunities can this week bring us? So Power Hour is where we stretch. So I'm going to pray, and then we're going to get started with our interview, with our chat, with our brother this morning. And I need you to tag and share. I need you to go in, subscribe to the YouTube channel, Trailblazers with the Z Radio, Critical Conversations with LHG. Let's get those subscriptions up. We're here every Monday. Tomorrow is Girl Chat Weekly, and every Saturday is my feature show. So I want you to go ahead and share. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I got on my good lashes today, so I'm going to try to keep my composure. Thank you for this day. Thank you for putting me on the wake-up list once again. Evidently, you must have another job for me to do today in this set of 24 hours. And for that, I thank you for entrusting me with breath and life and all five senses working, and for strength and for the things that you have in store for us this day, this week, God. We want a great week, a miraculous week. We're going to make sure that our mindset is prepared for the miracles, signs, and wonders that you have for us. I thank you for Brother Griffin and his sacrifice of time to spend with us on Power Hour, to encourage us and to inform us on what he has going on in his ministry and businesses. God bless him and his entire family in Jesus' name. And for the Trailblazers Network, God, continue to send us out to the masses so that we can encourage someone and help lift about down here in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me get my brother up here. Y'all come on in here and let's get this party started. Power Hour is here. And yes, you can send us stars to help us to get the word out and have more content. Let's go. Brother Andrew. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. God is good. I know one thing. Whoever the president of the weather is, apparently somebody missed an email. On one minute, I'm smelling barbecue.
Uh-oh.
The next minute, I'm seeing flurries. What's going on here? Hashtag Michigan. Gotta love it. I'm telling you, it's cold this morning. But I'm like, man, I thought we was good. But you know what? There's no ice on the ground.
That's right.
I have to give God glory. We have to learn how to thank God. It could be a whole lot worse out there. So I'm alive, but I'm great. You look excellent. You look like you're ready for the week, Brother Griffin. You ready for a good week, sir?
I appreciate it. Yes. Yes, ma'am. I'm ready.
I'm awesome. So I want to, first of all, congratulate you on several notable achievements.
Wow.
And we are going to start there.
Okay. All right.
Seal of the State of Michigan, Resolution for Outstanding Community Service, Detroit City Council, Community Service Certificate for Outstanding Community Service, Wayne County Commission, Spirit of Detroit Award, wow, Detroit City Council, Community Service Award, Detroit Urban League. How do you feel when you hear those achievements?
Wow, that is an excellent question. Because for so many years, I had such a low self-esteem, low confidence. Yeah. And to just hear those accomplishments you was reading off, it felt like it was somebody else.
Woo, Jesus.
I was the student in school that was just praying that I got a D to pass. I was the shy student. You know, I remember this one time, this young lady, we was in high school, mm-hmm. and she asked, could she copy off my paper? It was a test. Mm-hmm. And so that was that Friday. That Monday, I got an F and she got an F. But what happened was when she came up to me, she was like, Drew, I thought you were smart. You know, it's nothing like having an idiot tell you stupid.
My God.
But I just remember that feeling, right? Being, I wasn't the popular kid.
Okay.
I was quiet, but I wasn't quiet and smart. And you know, quiet and smart or the popular kid, you probably that person in the middle, which they call weird. So for a large portion of my life, I felt like I was just out of place.
Hmm.
We'll get into it more in an interview, but it was just like a rough time. And I found out it was just the confidence. It was the picture I had of myself.
Wow.
It was the picture I was seeing. And when you start seeing that picture, you keep repeating it.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes. And
that's what I was doing.
Oh, my God. Quint Jones is in the house. Hello, Sister Quint. And Ebony Williams, my sister, says good morning and congrats on
good
your
morning,
Brother Andrew. So I guess for some people, it might be hard to believe that a person that hosts conferences and has all these awards and can stand before a crowd and encourage and motivate, that you had those issues. But to me, it's a real testimony, y'all.
Yes.
And that's the reason why I do what I do, because imposter syndrome, wow. Why I do what I do is, you don't know where people come from.
That's right.
Never despise small beginnings. Every great thing had to begin somewhere. Every great person had to make one step. So people don't understand, I am a trainer by trade in the corporate arena, and I wanted to be, and my Detroiters know, Carmen Harlem. My problem was, I was a big girl, black girl, with a whole Jerry curl. And when I got too excited, I stuttered.
Wow.
So I put those dreams to the side. I didn't fit in either growing up, brother.
Mm.
Y'all kids can be some of the nastiest little things. Who's raising you? Who's raising you? I mean, I'm just saying. So when you are, and I kind of had a little bit of brains, But I did not have the looks that the boys wanted. So I was kind of in that in between. Mm-hmm. And we weren't rich. We didn't have a whole lot. But we weren't poor. So I kind of was in between. I hung out with the outcasts. I hung out with the kids who nobody really, you know, hey, we got each other. We got each other. So we good. But over the span of our lives, it's just amazing to me how God uses who he wants to use.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, please don't think that if you have a stuttering issue or low self-esteem, that doesn't have to be your portion forever.
Exactly.
It could be a segue into your testimony, but you don't have to stay there.
That's right. And
Simone, yes, I did ask the question, who's raising you, children? Because kids do what they're allowed to do. And kids can be pretty cruel. And them kids grow up, but if they're not trained, they'll be cruel adults.
That's right.
Oh, so I did say that. Now, I want to say to you, you know, I appreciate the fact that you're from Detroit, right?
I'm from Detroit.
Were you born here? So we got that in common.
Exactly. Yep. My parents a pastor. My father's a pastor. My mom, who's deceased now, she worked in the educational field. But it was interesting what you said a couple of minutes ago about how you had a stuttering problem. I remember hearing the story of Steve Harvey.
Yes.
Steve Harvey in middle school was asked to come up to the front of the class and tell what he wanted to be when he grew up. And Steve had a stuttering problem.
Mm.
And so when he got up to the front of the class, he was like, I want to be on TV. I want to be wealthy. I want to do all this. And he's stuttering.
Mm.
And his teacher said, Steve, I need you to get a reality. You can barely talk.
Wow.
How are you going to be on TV?
Jesus.
But he says every Christmas now, he sends that teacher a TV.
Come on.
He said, it don't matter what channel you turn to. I'm all of them.
Right? Come on.
So we got to be careful what other people will put inside of us. Yes. We got to be clear on the vision we have of ourselves. Yes. And that's what my parents did, especially, you know, I'm a mama's boy. But my mom, she passed away 2009 from lupus.
Mm-hmm.
So it made me grow in other areas. But yeah. I heard from one person, he said, faith not tested, it can't be trusted. So you got to go through some things to get to a certain level. You listed off some of those achievements, but there were some tests.
My God.
And when you go through tests, the teacher's not able to talk all the time while you're taking a test.
Come on, preach today.
The test is for you. So I didn't want to get in that tangent. But yeah, it just came to me when you said you had the stuttering problem. And a lot of people, they let their issue, their current issue, become their life story.
Wow.
And you got to get away from that. You got to get away from that.
And you got to get away from the people who keep pulling you backwards.
Exactly.
So they may have known you in the time that you had some troubles.
That's right.
If they continue to just bring up that part of your life, but not, you know, tell you, you know what, you rose above that. You tried to get over that. Look at you now. Be careful of your connections.
That's right.
You're loyal to the hood. I love my hood. But some of the hood rats, they can't go with you where you're going.
Exactly.
Now, if you got a friend that can ride with you from Finkel and Shelfante all the way to the boardroom, that's a beautiful thing. But everybody can't roll like that.
That's right. That's right.
You're the same person, but you've had different experiences. We got some comments coming in. Ebony says, Moses was used and he was not a learned man. He stuttered, but he was able to say he was God's friend. Come on, Ebony.
Whoa.
And was used. You better preach in these comments.
That's right.
Get my offering.
Come on, Ebony.
Get my offering ready. Simone says, not only are kids rude, but yes, adults can be rude too. And that's where kids get their behavior from. And that's right. Why I talk about parenting the way that I do, because children are like they're sponges. And they absorb what they see, what they hear. Because guess what? Before kids knew they was God, the parents was God to them.
That's right.
It may sound blasphemous, but when you a kid, you don't come in, what you try Jesus, he's all right. you don't come in the earth like that.
That's right.
It's like, where my mama at? I'd have been in her belly for all these months. Where's mama? Mama, is that you? Okay, I'm good. Thank you. Lights on. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yes, parents, we have to speak positively over our kids, and we have to partner with the educational system, the educators, to make sure there's a consistent message of positivity over our kids. Yes, I'm going to say a priest, sir. Now, I want to ask a question of you.
Yes.
You did a post. Mm-hmm. Do you know a lady by the name of LaRoya Hurst Griffin?
That is my wife. That is okay. My beautiful of 16 years.
Come on, 16. Come on, sweet 16. And she's also a paparazzi consultant. She's my papa sis, which also makes you my brother in a different way.
That's right.
You said to her on Facebook, you thanked her for her sacrifices. Mm. Do you feel comfortable telling us what some of those sacrifices were?
Absolutely. Absolutely. When we first got married, I did not, because of my confidence issues, I went after jobs that I could only maybe drive trucks, jobs that paid me like $10 an hour, $11 an hour. So when we first got married, we couldn't have a wedding reception. I couldn't afford it. I used her father's church for the wedding. Actually, we got married at a private ceremony, but we had another ceremony at her dad's church. But I couldn't afford to do a reception. I couldn't afford to get us a limo to even, we didn't have a honeymoon, couldn't afford that. We came back to our apartment, right? I remember going looking for ATMs that dispensed dollar bills at the time, right? I did, my credit was jacked up because when I was 18, I had co-signed for someone and they had racked up a whole bunch of bills. So I remember just going around. I couldn't get approved for apartments. I remember just trying to find anywhere. It was a lot of stuff financially I wanted to do for her, and then we just couldn't. Wow. But she still, you know, believed in me. She still said, you know, it's something about you. But I just remember having that feeling like, I want to do this, because she's the sweetest. Like, if you ever met my wife, she's the sweetest, most kind-hearted person you will ever want to meet. Mm. She sounds like Yolanda Adams. Wow. And that's one of the reasons why we got to, because I play the organ. That's how I met her.
Oh, my God.
She's a vocalist. Mm. She was singing at her dad's church. And I remember recording her and coming back home and just kept listening to the tape. I was like, yeah, that's the one.
Wow.
That's the one. But sometimes I remember writing down a list of what I wanted in a wife, and she had everything on that list.
Wow.
And I just kind of felt some type of way because financially I couldn't give her what she deserves.
Mm.
And of course we have four beautiful girls.
Oh.
And when she was younger, she was told that she could not have kids.
My God.
And so, but I saw the pain that she went through each birth. And it wasn't just a regular pain. It was because she was a smaller person. She went through some pains, right? Our kids got some big kids. So she went through some pains. But that was the financial part was the main thing that I appreciated her so much of, just being patient and us keeping what we said in the beginning, that we're just gonna love each other.
Yes.
No matter through the financial part. She's had multiple brain surgeries.
My God.
And so we've been through some stuff. I dealt with a season of being a type 2 diabetic. And so we've been through some stuff. Not like marital stuff that was bad. It was just some life stuff, health issues, financial crisis, I remember hiding my car. Right? So just cry. It was her car. I remember having to hide it. Right. You call it like, where you at? Les Brown, he said this, the quickest way to get on your feet is to miss two car payments.
Come on. literally.
the quickest way to get up on their feet, right? Miss Two Carpingas, you be on your feet. And so I just appreciate her because she never wavered. Her confidence was always high. And you need someone to just believe in you sometimes.
Yes, you do.
You need someone. Because that doesn't, it's too many negative people out here. You know, one person said that some people are so negative, they can go into a dark room and start to develop.
Ooh, now you know you're negative then.
Right. And so my wife, she's been through the storms with me. And I just, there's no one else that could have taken this journey. No one else. Yes. And that's why I celebrate her. I tell her, I'm a poster every day. She already know that. She know that.
My God. We got some people coming through the room. I want to go back and Pastor Rodney White is in the room. Hello, my brother,
my dear brother.
And he says, let me go back to his comment. Andrew Griffin and LaRoya Hurst Griffin are awesome people. Thank you for that. Elder Rhonda Williams is in the house. Yes, life stuff, that part. And Simone says, life be life. And yes,
that's right.
One of her phrases is. Yes. My boss is in the room. The CEO of Trailblazers Radio, Fred Beatty, is in the room. Good morning, sir. Good morning to you. Cousin Kenyatta, my ride and live. We ain't dying prematurely, girl. My ride and live is in the house.
That's right.
And I want to thank everybody for coming through. You know what? Okay. You just said so many amazing things because I don't think people realize when you are in a marriage and your life partners, everything that comes with them comes down the aisle.
That's right.
And Quint said her sound was what got you. That's so beautiful. Isn't that beautiful, Quint? That sound. When you are in a marriage and you are partnering in life together, and as a wife, I always wanted to make sure that my husband knew I believed in him. But the key part was he had to believe.
That's right.
My belief and his belief in himself had to come together. And I think God honors that union when two belief systems come together. When you get married, everything's coming together. This is a total merger. This is like, I don't think y'all see. I know y'all be like, y'all fiery loins run y'all down and out. But this thing is way more than fiery loins, honey. I need y'all to understand. Them loins, baby. And it's a beautiful thing when you can come together, but the fiery loins cannot be your motivation for getting married.
That's right.
Y'all take that scripture out of context. But you are in a complete merger with someone. Your life and their life is coming together and your lives are evolving around each other. And right. You have beautiful children that have come from this union. I love the fact that you talked about during the pandemic was when you sat down and taught the kids how to play.
Yes.
Oh my God. Tell me about that, bro.
Well, I have to tell you about their personalities first.
Yes.
As you can see, I don't have locks of hair on the top. And
me
so
neither,
I have...
me neither, brother. We got that in common.
I got four girls. So I was asking, they all have different personalities too. So I was asking my oldest, I was like, do you see any hair growing on the top? She was like, so what's your plan to get it?
Come on, plan.
All right. I went to my second oldest, Angel, and she's so sweet, but she'll tell you what the truth is, but she'll say it with a smile. She's like, no, I don't see anything. But she said it with a smile, so it still kind of made me feel good. My third one, Harmony, she says, what do you want it to be doing? Do you want it to be growing? Because she's a daddy's girl, right? See, she's going to say whatever I want. Serenity, we call her boss baby. She was like, you're a ball. It's not growing at all. You don't got nothing going on. She's going to tell you the truth. She's going to tell you the truth. So I grew up, playing the organ at my dad's church. Okay. Not so much by talent, because we just didn't have any musicians. So I wasn't forced, but I was kind of forced, right? And it's like, you're going to sing or you're going to play. You're going to do something because we don't got no musicians. So we ain't paying for them. So I had to figure out if they wanted to do it first. I had to figure out if they wanted to do it first. And then, because most people think when they see somebody playing that they got all this talent.
Yes.
Rhythm. I'm kind of tone deaf, which means I don't really hear too well, but I found out that music is just patterns.
Mm.
So when I'm playing any song I'm playing, I'm just thinking of five patterns.
Okay.
And so when I started to teach my kids, I just worked on their mindset first.
Mm, that's big.
I had to work on their mindset. I said, ooh-wee. I want you to see yourself playing first.
Okay.
Next, I wanted you to get around musicians.
All right. Come on here.
Then let's set aside a time. It could be 5, 10, 15 minutes a day where we just work on that.
Okay.
And now all four play the organ piano.
Wow.
All four can play the drums.
Wow.
Two of them can play clarinets. I have not really sat down to show them what we did. We worked on their mindset, but we did it during the pandemic while everybody else was at home watching Netflix, running out of movies to watch. I was like, no, this is a time.
Yes.
You can work on your craft. You can sharpen this up. We can do, you know, you can do whatever you need to do right at this time. Let's take advantage of time. But it was really mindset training. And then they just took off. Mm-hmm. You can learn keyboard. You can watch YouTube channels and learn how to play.
Yes.
But we developed their mindset during that time.
Wow. And what did it do for you as a family in terms of your bond?
Wow. You know, we were already kind of tight because, mm-hmm. you know, I don't, for the most part, we don't watch the news.
Okay.
And one of the reasons why we don't watch the news is I was working with an individual mm-hmm. who worked with different channels, mm-hmm. worked with Channel 2, Channel 4. Mm-hmm. And says the reason why he doesn't let his kids watch the news mm-hmm. is they get paid by the viewership.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out that when they post negativity, they get more views.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
Over 90%. Of what they show is going to be negative because they know they will get the views.
Wow.
And sometimes we just think of that as just the world, what's going on in the world. No, they want to get paid.
Yes.
And they want the viewership. And they want to get you in the morning. They get you in the afternoon. They get you when you come home after work. And they get you right before you go to night. So now you got this picture of the world.
Yes.
And so instead of watching the news, watching crazy stuff on TV, we already kind of had this bond of let's push this positivity movement.
Yeah.
Let's figure out every one of those are different. Every child, they got different personality. Some of them got something from me. Some of them got something from the wife. Some of them, we don't know where they got it from.
But they got it.
They got it. But
wow.
But we always kind of practiced that, and we got flat for some of that stuff because we didn't do some of the normal things, right? We didn't go out to some of the parties. Mm-hmm. I don't allow, not allow, but we don't let the kids kind of just go everywhere.
Okay.
Because you got to be careful.
You have to be careful.
And we use that time to kind of grow as a family.
That is wonderful. I love it. And I liked how when you got ready to teach your children, you mentioned, well, let me first of all tell you about their personalities. Mm-hmm. Every child is different.
Right.
There is no cookie cutter approach when it comes to parenting. You got to understand, and it's just the same for leadership, for those who are leaders. You cannot treat every employee is different.
That's right.
You may have that one person who can come in. You ain't even got to say nothing but good morning. They are on off. Got it.
That's
good
right.
morning. I got you. I got it. That's me. You ain't even got it. I know what to do. I got it. And then you got somebody. Well, what should I be doing, boss? Well, as we discussed yesterday, dear.
That's wonderful right.
Family, we're going to do number 1, 2, 3, and 4. But so every child has their own unique, you know, one said, daddy, you bald.
That's right.
You're free. You know, they have it. Barely, I say unto you, it's all right. Be bold and be free. You know what I'm saying? Every child is different. And they grow up in their own personality. I love how you honed in on, before I get to that, let me just tell you how they are unique and how they are diverse, all in one household. Our children take on attributes of us. And my daughter's 21. Wow. When she was growing up, she was the Black Hannah Montana. I mean, she would do full concerts, high five in an invisible crowd, microphone. Come on. But that was me. I wanted to be Lynette Hawkins Stevens. See? You know? So, but then as she got older, she won't sing nary a song with me now. Mama, I ain't doing that. I ain't doing that. Like, what is that? The kids growing. I'm like, I just want to sing one song with you. I'm like, no, mama, no. No, mama, no. Face all toe up, no. But you have to find that common ground. And that's you have right. Girls. And I ain't going to go too deep in this, but there is nothing more important in a family than a daddy and his girls.
That's right.
You are building a foundation for when they go out in the world. Oh my God, that's gonna be part two, because I gotta have you and Mrs. Griffin back, because
oh yeah,
we're gonna talk about these 16 wonderful years of marriage. Yes, Simone, she was the Black Hannah Montana. She was the Bonquisha Magisha. Okay, my baby show was. She was. Now tell me this, brother, since you already had this mindset training thing down, how did you know? When did you know you wanted to coach people about their mindset?
Oh, wow. That probably happened during the pandemic too.
Wow.
This is one thing we didn't share yet. I'm 38 now, but all the way up to the age of 33, I could not read or write.
Whoa.
I could not read or write.
Whoa.
And it's easy to hide certain things. It's easy to memorize words. You can memorize things. But it affected my whole life.
Jesus.
The jobs I went after. The stress that had on my body. I remember one of my first jobs, I was 17 years old. It was with the Detroit Urban League. And one of the first positions they had me do was answer phones.
Yes.
And when you answer phones, and this was back in 2002, 2003, we didn't have all these fancy technology stuff.
That's right.
So you had a pen and a pad where you had to leave messages and write them down. Spell the individual's name when they called.
Wow.
So it would be Karen. Karen would call and I would just write down K.
Wow.
And then I would try to figure out what type of message they left and try to memorize that message. And then the next person will call. And then I would get mixed up in the names and the messages. Mm-hmm. And so I remember this one time the boss came in. She was like, so, Andrew, how many calls did we get today? I said, we didn't get too many. I think one person hung up. That day, we probably got over 20 calls.
Wow.
I just could not read or write.
Mm.
I couldn't leave a message. I couldn't, you know, talk it out in my phone and then just write it out. I didn't have those things that we do today.
Okay.
And I just remember that feeling of so, the confidence level was so low. That's why I played an organ. I always had a passion to speak, but I didn't want to get in front of people. I didn't want to get someone asked me to read a scripture.
Yeah.
And I didn't memorize that scripture. Yeah. Just that feeling of that ultimate embarrassment. You know how when people look at you and it's just like, it's just that weird feeling.
Yes. Yes. I know.
Keep this secret. Right.
Mm.
But it affected everything. And I said, and I know who it was, you know, it's the Holy Spirit that spoke and said, you have to share your story with people.
Yes.
Because sometimes people judge the outside and they think you got all this stuff going on, and then they become jealous. They become jealous because they think you got all these things going on. You got the beautiful wife, you got the kids, you got these businesses, you got everything going on, but they don't understand the story. I was what Bob Proctor said something. He said, don't be an extra in your own movie.
Ooh.
I was extra in my own movie. I had to, you know, we have the ability to be the star actor, the director, the producer. But sometimes we decide to be the extra in our own movie. And I was tired. I was tired of going after jobs that didn't require me to speak. I was tired of holding that secret? Because stress, most people think is the food. Yes, it's foods that can affect your health and everything, but stress can tear up your body.
Tear you up. That's
and
it.
I remember going to the doctor and he said, your A1C level is over 12.
Brother.
Are you still here? It was like a 12.8. It was a 12.8.
Jesus.
I remember him looking at me because he was shocked because I don't, you know, I try to work out. I try to stay in shape. But it was the stress.
Ooh,
my stress God. Of keeping a secret. It was the stress of every person I had an interaction with. I had to make sure they didn't find out that I couldn't read or write.
My God.
So it affected my relationship.
Yeah.
It affected my health. It affected my finances. And it affected because of my confidence level. And all it was always confidence because when you get to the nuts and bolts of thing, if you don't believe in yourself and you carry around your issue, I don't
yes,
care.
Yes, sir. Come on.
You carry your issue, it stays in your face. It stays in your face and now it becomes yes. who you are. It's like a bad movie that you saw. Ooh. You hate the movie, but you Jeez. Keep going back to watch it. So every day I was going back to watch it. Every day I was telling myself, you can't read it right. Every day I was telling myself, you diabetic. Every day I was telling myself, you broke.
Come on.
And sometimes that's, we tell the story of ourselves every day.
Yes. Yes.
And I just, when I started to dive into personal development and to get a bigger picture of myself,
come
and
on.
That's how we dive in. I saw once my confidence started to grow, I was able to move and do things that I wanted to do. But so many times our confidence is so low and the vision we have of ourselves is so low.
Wow.
And so what I train people on is creating a bigger vision for yourself because it all starts with vision.
Yes, sir.
When you have a vision of yourself, now that goes down to feelings. And when you have the vision, feelings, now you can move into action. But if you don't believe you can do something. So what is your mindset? After we see what you believe in, it filters down to your heart and then it moves into action.
Wow.
But we found out that most people, the first start off, their belief level is so low. And their belief, you get your beliefs by your family and friends.
Yes, sir.
You get your beliefs by the people you hang around the most. And so we teach people, some people that you're hanging around 2 days with, you need to cut that down 2 hours.
Woo.
Some people that really got a high in life, that's really positive in your life, you spending 2 minutes with them, you need to bump that up to 2 days.
My God.
And some people you know that have no function in your life, you need to cut them out.
Wow.
They did a study. And they said we have 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts a day.
Woo! Wow.
Out of those 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts, 80% of those are negative.
My God.
Out of those 80% that are negative, 95% are repetitive.
Wow.
So that's what you're doing every day. And sometimes we wonder why we're stuck in a point.
Yes, sir. Come on.
But we have it. Life is just a combination lock. You got to have all three numbers to get that lock open.
Come on.
And sometimes we're in a season where we just believing, but not around the right people.
Wow.
And so the combination lock ain't been open. And then sometimes we around people, but we really don't believe it and we ain't doing it. And so you still ain't get combination lock off. And then some days you get real hot where you believe it and then you're doing the work, but you're still not around the right people. So that lock still ain't coming open.
My God.
So what we teach you is like, what is that belief level? What are you believing in? Let's get you around those people who are doing that thing that you're trying to do.
Yes.
Now let's track what you're doing. Because some people will say, you know, I tried this, I tried that, I tried 1,000 things. You haven't tried 1,000 things. Tried 5 and got disappointed.
Yep, that's it. Yeah.
They said the average person that's been successful, because I used to be in network marketing, that's been successful in business is usually on their seventh business.
Wow.
So you might have tried a network marketing thing and you failed, and now you think you're a failure, and then you might have tried another one. Well, the average millionaire has tried seven.
Woo!
So it is some work you got to put with it, but they had a big sales. They got themselves wrapped around or the right people, and then tracked their action.
Wow.
I know that was a long answer. I'm sorry, but it was just
that.
That's where that came from. That's why I had a passion to, because I thought people just knew about this stuff. I thought people really knew about it, and then when you start to talk with people, they don't. They're not aware of who they're hanging around. That you're the average of the 10 people you hang around the most. Your income, the way you talk, the way you walk, the way you think about stuff. If you don't have a large vision for yourselves, you don't even know what to pray about. You might
come on with that. That's the one.
God, can you help me pay these bills? And his vision he has for you is to be owning multiple buildings, and you're praying about paying bills.
Come on. That's it.
You ask him to pray over this cold, and he put in you to cure cancer.
Jesus.
Because you have this lack of vision. And then you know, just in biblical, a lack of vision, and that's where things die off.
That's right. That's right. Wow. 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 But think about this though. And you just said something that made me think. And no shade to the old school gospel.
Mm-hmm.
How are you gonna pay your rent? All your money spent, a little bit to buy some food, maybe a pair of shoes, real life situations, but no one said, I want to own a business. Lord, give me a building. I mean, if we can just get these lights back on, if we can just the water bill paid, if we can just get three chicken wings and one pitcher of Kool-Aid, that's God. Don't limit him to that. I mean, he is limitless. And some of us, and no shade to those who may be saying, well, that's my prayer. Mm-hmm. My gas are off. And I'm not saying don't pray for help, but maybe the vision is, Lord, help me to become financially empowered to where I never go without utilities. As a matter of fact, I want to own a utility company.
Exactly. Come on.
Give grants and give money to people to keep their lights and gas on and do job placement and help people to become financially free.
That's so right.
That will no longer be a problem. We I'm just telling you, old school saints, the poorer you are, the more Holy Ghost you had. The devil is a liar and a deceiver too. They felt the worse off, man, the more impoverished you were, the bigger your mansion was going to be in the sky. That's not in the Bible anywhere.
It's not. That's not. And it's so funny. It's so funny you mentioned that. You know, in 1926, Henry Ford created the 8-hour workday, 5 days a week.
He created that?
1926.
Wow.
And that's why I said we got to be careful when we follow the world's way. And we think that's biblical, right?
We think it is.
I ain't working 8 hours a day, so I ain't doing what the Bible told me, you know. We got to be careful where we get stuff
from.
Be
careful.
Got to be careful where you get stuff from. You know, yes. I've been in church all my life. I've been to services where they say you got to be poor, you got to do all this, you got to do this, but they ask for 5 offerings.
That's
No. That they don't care about money, but they spend 10, 12 hours, sometimes 14 hours a day trying to make it. You care a lot about money.
Help us, Jesus.
You care a lot about it.
Help us, Jesus. Mrs. LaRoya Harris Griffin is in
love of money.
Good morning, Mrs. Griffin. Good morning, sister. Supporting her hubby. I want to read this comment from Ebony. Ebony says, I read something some years ago about likening our lives to theaters.
Mm.
The orchestra pit front row is reserved for important people. There are people you're cool with that are in the mezzanine and the balcony. And some people don't get tickets at all.
Wow.
I live my life that way. Wow.
Wow.
Some people and I'm going to move quick so we can get to the conference. There are people who, and you mentioned the breakdown of sometimes our connections can be our barrier. Mm-hmm. I am learning about seasonal connections and purposeful. I like to ask God to give me purposeful connections and divine connections. Some people can be in your life as a mentor or as a coach, but not as a friend.
That's right.
We have to pray like, Lord, who is this person and what is their role in my life? Or Lord, give me an all in one. Pastor Mike, the gospel artist said, well, Lord, can you give me some all in one friends? you finished. Thank you. Next, come right up. Maybe we want someone that got all of it, because everybody who can pray with you may not be your business buddy. Mm. But you know, Simone and I can talk about anything. You know, me one moment we praying and one moment we strategizing. So Lord, give me some friends with some diverse gifts where they can make, but in reality, everybody has a reason and season in your life. Some will be in every team. Some may have a reoccurring role, but some may have seen one, act one, and be gone because that's where they came in and that was where they exited. The issue becomes, can we handle that?
That's right.
We don't like people to leave. What happened? Well, maybe it was meant for them to just, you know, thank you for being in my life for this season. You taught me this, 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 and this. And in conclusion, God bless you. I'm just saying, it don't have to be a knockdown, drag out. We don't have to fight. We don't have to be on Facebook battling and going at each other's throat. But, you know, I have to realize that not everybody is assigned to me, and I'm not assigned to everyone. And a woman came up to me yesterday at a pop-up, doesn't know me very well, and she spoke a word over me like, I'm seeing, you know, you're going to go higher, but not everybody's going to be able to take that trip with you.
That's right.
I mean, you want to be able to say, all aboard the success train. you want to say that, right? But not success. What does that mean? I got to learn, sacrifice. I can't be on social media all night, wilding out. Mm-mm. No, thank you. Everybody don't want what we want, Brother Griffin.
That's right.
I'm learning that. Now, I want to make sure before we go, what businesses do you have now? And let's go into this change of paradigm.
Oh, wow. We have a hall space, which we call the Power Center.
Come on. Oh, I felt that. Hold on. Shabba. Listen, I felt that, brother. The power. You got to... The Power Center. I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're good. I know. Keep so going. We have a couple of businesses, but they are all dealing with mindset. The Power Center is our mindset.
Wow. Come on.
And so even in our speaking, we speak to youth. We speak at conferences or schools. They're all dealing with mindset.
Yes.
We do have a book coming out in late April. We will let individuals know about that. But what we are excited about is our Change Your Paradigm. This is the second year that we're doing this. It's going to be March 30th. I will see you there in person, right?
Yes!
But it is. It's going to be dealing with mindset training. And you know what? One individual, he told me that you need to start charging. And I probably will next year.
Okay.
Do this again, leave it free for the public. But sometimes, and you got to be careful, because sometimes when you don't pay for stuff, you don't pay attention.
Now that is true, bro. That's a whole conference right there.
Yes. And so we want individuals to assume that they paid for this, because we're going to have different coaches there. We're going to have a comedian there this time. We're going to have my children. They're going to be performing there. They're going to be doing there. Their Clark sisters type of singing.
Come on, baby girls. Come on, I'm ready for that. I'm ready.
We're gonna have a DJ there. We're just gonna have fun, but we're gonna help you change and shift your mindset.
Yes.
Jim Rohn said something. He said, when the end comes, let it find you climbing up a mountain, not an old one. And sometimes we're not ready. We're not ready. We're still letting this same issue, the same challenge.
Yes.
Keep us from getting to the next level. And I'm going to use, I've been diving into personal development since 2004. I'm talking like 4 hours a day.
Wow. Okay.
And so we got some tools, we got some strategies, we got coaches there. And this is, again, this is a free event because I don't want to leave any, I want to leave all excuses at home.
All of them.
I never want you to say that you did not get this information. Wow. I never want you to say that I'm dealing with this issue and I don't know how to get past this issue.
Mm.
Because issues are, everybody has issues. You True. Just become better problem solvers.
Ooh, come on here.
And we're going to teach you how to become better problem solvers.
Yes.
And so that's why we're excited about this event, is change your paradigm. And what we're doing is shifting your mindset, shifting the vision you have for yourself. And we're getting you around individuals, because sometimes you never know who your next business partner might be. You never know who the next customer will be. And so we encouraging other businesses to come to promote their business, right? And this is going to be a wonderful, yes. It's a family type event. So you can bring your family. You can, there's not going to be any cussing or any crazy stuff going on. It's going to be a nice family event, but you will, you're going to laugh at this event because we got a comedian. You're going to be thinking, and you're going to have, it's going to be some periods where you cry because we're going to peel back what's really going on. What is the issue?
Ooh, layers.
Right. And so we're using this to shift people's and change people's paradigm, change their mindsets.
Yes. Mindset
goals.
Wow. I'm excited. Where is this taking place, brother?
So I should have been prepared. This is going to be, I don't have the address in front of me, but we're going to share the flyer. It's in Roseville, Michigan. Roseville, Michigan.
I'll share the flyer.
I appreciate that. Roseville, Michigan is going to be March 30th at 3:30. But I'm encouraging individuals to get there close to 3 o'clock because we want to start right on time. I believe in starting right on time.
All right now. No CPN.
Right. We're not going to say 3:30. We start at 4:15. That's
come
not
on.
Ordered. We're going to do, it's not going to just be church. It's going to be business.
Yes.
Because a lot of times, some of the areas we suffer in is financially.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to teach you some strategies. We're going to teach you all this stuff, but we have to start on time. We have to be about business as well. Because if you went to the court and you showed up 30 minutes, You in trouble.
Let them know. Going back to the car. You went, no.
Mm-mm. That's right. This is life. To get there, get on time, bring your notebooks, whatever you need to do to take notes.
Yes.
I'm not feeding you. I'm pretty sure it might be a vendor there that might be doing some food, but I'm not personally feeding you because you got to pay. You got to pay for something, right?
Right.
or get you something before you get there. It's not going to be a long event. A few hours, and we're gonna hit you. We're going to hit you hard.
Right, and don't come in there with no greasy rib tips in your purse. We're gonna smell you and send you home. You get trailing oil on the ground.
My kids will be security too.
You know, one thing, brother, you said so much. I gotta have you back for part two. There's so much that I want to dive into, but we're coming down to our time. But one thing that immediately impressed me about you was professionalism. One of the reasons why I do Power Hour is to remind us it takes more than a good idea to be successful in what we do. Presentation. That's why my business, my paparazzi business, is called Polished on Purpose.
Wow.
So that we are intentionally making sure we're professional, poised, prompt. Come on here. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Prompt. Lady Griffin said, yes. Prompt. There's going to have to be a time when we realize people's time is valuable.
Right.
From the hairdressers that don't get you started until 8 hours into your appointment, you shouldn't have an all-night shutting and getting one strand of hair done. We're going to be free. We're going to be free today.
Yes,
you are my papa, sister. I can't wait to meet you, sis. I can't wait. So when you responded to me promptly, professionally, got me situated with being a vendor, I'm like, this is a businessman. Mm. And I turned around and said, can you come on my show? Well, he probably gonna be like, girl, no. But I'm sorry. Thank you for saying yes. Because this is why I was so proud of my aunt when she stood up and said that she enjoys social media, because mm-hmm. she sees the good part of it. We tend to use it for negative reasons. And there has been some predatory things that have been happening because of it, the misuse of it. But I believe that it was intended to connect us, intended to help us to meet people we would never probably even cross paths with. That's Everybody right. don't shop at the local market you shop at. Everybody don't go to your church. But it helps us to reach, you know, beyond, you know, borders and limits. Most of my customers don't even live in Michigan. Thank wow. you for social media, Lord Jesus the Christ. You know, I really appreciate it. Yes, Simone, no all night shut in, just trying to get two naps done. I got to go get my son. I got to go fry this chicken, but my appointment was last week. I'm still here at your house. I'm still here. What's going on here? I don't want to know you like this. So when we power hour is that time when we come together, and what is it going to take professionally to be paid attention to? Mm. And one thing, one of my mentors, Dr. Anna McKellar and Taka, she posted this morning, proofread your flyers.
Wow.
Come on here, power hour. Proofread your, if your flyer has multiple, your flyer for a business conference has 12 typos.
Mm.
I don't think I would trust you for business.
Right.
I'm sorry. I can't. If you don't know between Y-O-U-R, your, and your, you are. I mean, I make mistakes too. I post real fast. Then I got to go back and edit. Oh, man.
Right.
So we have to learn how to treat our posts like flyers and proofread.
That's right.
Because if we want to get the attention of people and say, you know what, I like her. I like him. He's professional, poised, prompt. Everything is spelled right. There is a spell check.
Right.
Word. There's grammar check. Some things ain't checkable because I don't know. Well, where you get that? It's a real word that don't belong there. I don't even know. Why is that word here? You know, we got a comment here. Yes, he is professional and absolutely one. And she should know. 16 years. She should definitely know. Ebony says, no, have someone else proofread the flyer. Did you purposefully do that? I think so. Yeah, I love Ebony. Because she's the one that will tell me, go back and fix this on your flyer. And I can accept that. I mean, come on. We want people to see us as the expert in whatever we do. Then your flyer, you can't say you're a business anything if you don't put time into your spelling, your That's presentation. Right. Well, I got it under control. I know what I'm doing. You have a good idea. Now it's time to package that into a professional presentation. Mm-hmm. I'm not perfect. I'm growing, but we got to slow down.
That's
and
right.
say, I want to make sure that this represents what I want to do. Because you could be missing out on customers and clients simply over your flyer looking like, you know, you just was half sleep. Maybe you need to get you a team. Get a team.
You got a team.
Get a group of people. Like Ebony said, get somebody else's eyes. Can you run over this so that when you put your flyer out, because the flyer is the first thing that they're going to see.
Exactly.
And like photographs, we got to come out of the in the bathroom selfies for flyers. That's no, right. I don't want your shower curtain on the flyer. I don't want the toilet stool on the flyer. Let's figure out a way to get us a decent selfie picture photo. You may not be able to pay someone $200, but maybe you can get some kind of app that gets your background taken out of it and right. have a decent, you know, photo. I mean, this is what Power Hour is for, y'all. We laugh, but it really is serious.
It is.
We want to present ourselves in the best possible light. And my brother, I was impressed from just his first interaction in Messenger. He was on point, kind, professional, because some people are just downright rude.
Yes, yes.
But want to be in business, baby, you will get nothing from me acting like that. Matter of fact, bow your head right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch God. That's right now. I'll pray for you because you mean. You can't be out here mean trying to be a business person. What they do that at? Yes, Ebony, Canva is a wonderful tool. It takes backgrounds off. There we go. Come on, come on, Wisdom.
Come on.
It gives templates. There we go. There we go. I'm going to get out of here. Let me just thank you. Thank you, brother. This has been monumental. I need you all to share this. So much wisdom, nuggets, the testimony alone of what God has done through this young man's life. And he is a motivator. Just what he said today just touched my heart. Wow. We're definitely going to have you back for part two, along with Lady Griffin. I want you all to, when you're done, go and join my marriage group, if you don't mind, My Forever Love Marriage and Enrichment page. I would love to have your presence there. Thank you for just being here, brother, for your presence and for your knowledge. Change your paradigm. If you're not there, I don't know what to tell you, because it's free now. It's not going to be free too much longer. And this is just a snippet of what he's going to be giving us. I suggest room and get there early. I'm going to have my folding chair. And my tamarind. I mean, get there so we can just gather in this knowledge. You've been asking God to give you some information and give you some connections. And here it is. Here it is. Simone says she has enjoyed this episode of Power Hour as usual. Bless you, sister. I love you. Thank you to all of you for coming through the comments and showing up. 313, y'all stood up today for our own. Thank you. Keep sharing. Keep subscribing. CEO Fred, thank you as well. I want to call you Dr. Griffin. Dr. Griffin, thank you again for this. And we will be doing part two very soon. I love you too, Simone. I want everyone to have a great day. I have one announcement before we go, but I want you all to have a great day. I'm going to play my ending. We got some announcements, and then we're going to get out of here. Tomorrow evening is Girl Chat Weekly. 1 hour of chat about sisters, girl stuff. I had planned on doing something different, so I might switch it up. So just get your notifications together and be there. But I want you all to have a good evening and a good day. It's still early. And I'm going to play this last announcement. And I want to say good night so bad, Andrew. I'm used to coming on at night.
Oh, wow.
Night out of my head. Have a good day, everybody. Thank you again, brother. Bye, y'all.
Thank you.
What's going on, family? Can you believe it that Palm Sunday is already around the corner? I cannot believe it. I cannot wait till you see who we have this year. All the way from California, the Bay Area, season 10, Sunday's best, Ashlyn Cole will be with us. And from Detroit, right here from Detroit, the Stafford Boys will be with us. Oh my God, I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I want to see you there.
Get ready for Larry Callahan and SLG's Palm Sunday Concert, Sunday, March 24th at 6 p.m. at the new Mount Vernon Baptist Church, featuring special guests, the Stanford Boys, Ashlyn Cole, and Lena Bird Miles, Sunday, March 24th at 6 p.m. Don't miss it.
Hello, everybody. This is LHG. I am just coming to let you know that I am an independent paparazzi jewelry consultant. You didn't know that, did you? Well, now you know. So I would love to be your personal jewelry lady. Paparazzi is an amazing company. We sell nickel and lead free jewelry. We are known for our $5 bling, but you just need to know there is an exclusive Z collection that's $25. It's the bling of all bling. When you're really going out with the town and you want to show up absolutely fabulous. So we have items for women, for men, and for young fashionistas out there. We don't discriminate. If you need it, I'm sure we got it. You have the opportunity to follow my page on Facebook called Polished on Purpose, our VIP group. Follow my personal page, Attorney Harris Gooden. And I have my own website that is at your disposal 24/7. So many ways to shop. So let me be the one that makes sure you are accessorized the way you should be. Because I want you to be polished on purpose. My mentor always tells me, when you show up, people are checking you out. They're watching you. So why not be polished? Be poised.
be purposeful. Glam it up with pop, honey. I got what you need.
When we talk about what a trailblazer is, it's usually associated with the words pathfinder, pioneer, or vanguard. So how about we add change agent to that? Welcome to Trailblazers Radio, a unique podcast platform that speaks about a myriad of subjects. We are not afraid of opening closed doors, and we always tell it like it is, period. We are accessible on various social media platforms such as YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. We're also accessible on various streaming audio platforms such as Spotify, Google Podcasts, and so much more. It is our mission to ensure that you are educated, entertained, and edified. And we thank you for tuning in to us.